you go to my website, harrisonline.com, you'll find a link to America's newest superhero crime-fighting duo, The Pale Force. It was created by comedian Jim Gaffigan, who's going to be coming to town on Friday night to play the pageant here in St. Louis and joins us now here on KMOX. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Paul, it's an honor.
Pleasure to have you back on the show.
Thanks.
The Pale Force is something you created for Late Night with Conan O'Brien, and now NBC has said, hey, let's do more of them.
Yes, it's, it's an animated mini-series, I guess, it's a webisode, and it's Conan and I are animated, and we fight crime with our paleness.
And you are extremely pale.
I'm very pale. Conan's very pale, and it's, anyone who's had the fear of that first warm day of June putting on shorts really can identify with the whole Pale Force thing.
He's talking about you, Kevin.
I have good legs, though.
My sports guy here, we actually have to keep the studio bulbs a little dimmer than normal because this guy will burn if we put it up to the full 100 watts.
Yeah, and it's a very kind of, pale people, we've always kind of, we can't speak up because, if you don't do it in a humorous way, it can creep into the whole white power thing. it's really kind of interesting how the pale people have kind of responded to it, just because we are, a very small minority of the Caucasians that are really kind of, we need our due, I think.
Yeah. Do you feel like you've been discriminated against?
No, I just think that we feel uncomfortable very often.
Because the rest of the world likes to go outside.
Well, yeah, and, I'm a balding man, and there's no boosted ego quite like the one you get from putting sunscreen on the top of your head.
Tell me about it. I've been there for a long time, Jim.
Yeah.
I know that feeling.
I've yet to take a photograph without that red eye effect coming up in the picture, and I like to think that's just God's way of saying, hey, just a reminder, you're a freak.
And you've added people to the episodes. Philip Seymour Hoffman made a cameo appearance. Yes.
Larry Bird's part of the Legion of Pale. Nicole Kidman.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. He's not, the whole thing of we don't include him because we're not pro-pedophile.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of pale people. The entire state of Utah. And, of course, Colonel Sanders. And, you think of a pale person, we've tried to weave them in there.
And the arch enemy is Bronze Woman, is that her name?
Lady Bronze.
Lady Bronze, as personified by Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt. Philip Seymour Hoffman, he played a bad guy, too.
Oh, that's right.
Because, it's pretty fun, and it's one of those things where I write them all with my brother-in-law, Paul Noth, who's a cartoonist, and he does all the animation, and it's I do all the voices, so it's really fun because it's also, an opportunity for me to really kind of make fun of Conan.
Yes, and you do a very good job of that. And, I know he's a very funny guy, but I think the first time you were on there, he actually did have a little bit of unease in his face.
Yes, and, one of the things that we've kind of agreed to is that he will not, not that he's crazy about it, but crazy about controlling things, but that we just want to do them, and we show them to other people on his show, but he doesn't really get, he knows what's happening, but he doesn't know the details of it.
Oh, so he doesn't see it until it's on the air.
He knows that one's coming up, and he knows that the tone is going to be kind of leading to him wetting his pants in every episode.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. In the crime-fighting duo of Pale Force, it's Jim Gaffigan and Conan O'Brien, and Jim, because he created it, makes himself look like this super buff guy, and Conan, because he didn't create it, comes off as, what's the word I'm looking for? A weenie.
Yes, and Conan in real life is like 6'5".
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And in the animation, he looks about, 5'2".
But has a very, very good sport about it.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, are you really that buff in real life?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. Because, I love the food too much. I try and eat a Hot Pocket every day. And, it's it's amazing. You know, they introduce a new Hot Pocket, like, what is it, like one every 10 minutes now?
Yep.
And, you know, recently they introduced the deli Hot Pocket made with real deli meat. And I kept thinking, well, what the hell kind of meat were you using? There's the vegetarian Hot Pocket for those of us that don't want to eat meat but still would like diarrhea.
And, of course, the operative word there, which is right there in the name of the product, which you always forget, is hot.
Yes, yes. It's boiling lava hot.
Yeah.
And because they have that sleeve that you're supposed to cook the Hot Pocket in, and I don't know if you've cooked one without the sleeve, but I did that and I blew up my house.
It's amazing the protective qualities of that sleeve.
Yeah, and there's always two Hot Pockets in every box, one for you to eat and regret, and the other one to have in your freezer till you move.
Yeah, when my daughter and I watched your Beyond the Pale special earlier this year, which, by the way, is rerunning at 9 o'clock this Saturday night on Comedy Central. If you missed it, you should see it, or buy the DVD. I'm sure Jim would like me to say that. After seeing that, my daughter was going around the house for 3 days. No matter what we said to her, she would go, Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets. You think they worked hard on that jingle? You know, I always imagine, you know, some guy going, all right, what do you got so far, Bill? Hot Pocket. Not as good as your bimenin.
Jim, stand by for just a moment. Let me check the roads. We'll come back in a second here. I'm Paul Harris here in the studio with Kevin and Carol and on the phone with comedian Jim Gaffigan, who's coming to play the pageant on Friday night, doing two shows. The first one is sold out, so you'll have to go to the 10:30 show if you want to see him in person. He also has Beyond the Pale, a special he did for Comedy Central that's going to air this weekend. And what else do you have on your plate? I mean, every time I turn on my TV, you're on some commercial.
Well, you know, I do those commercials because I really care about the product.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, I love doing those commercials, actually, for Sierra Mist just because it's so fun, you know. And unlike, you know, some commercials that I've done, you know, they just kind of let us have fun. And, you know, we more or less just improvise it. But I'm also going to be on this TBS show called My Boys, which will be airing November 28th. Which feels like a lifetime away, but hopefully you'll be hearing about that soon.
Okay. And training for the Tour de France at the same time. You're the new Lance Armstrong, I hear.
Yes, I it's hard to find time to work out when you really don't want to.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's, you know, those workout clothes are comfortable to watch television in.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Nike, I think I'll finish this Law & Order marathon. Thank you, Mr. Nike.
Yeah, there's something about that elastic band at the top of a good pair of sweatpants. You know, with the little piece of rope that you're supposed to pull to close it off, but you never do.
Yes.
It stays in that little knot from the moment you buy it to the moment you throw it away, finally, because it's all raggy. It's never, ever, ever going to get any tighter around your gut, and you're never going to make your gut any smaller. It's just too comfortable.
Yeah, and I find it, you know, working out is, you know, when you're at the gym, I find it awkward when you run into friends at the gym. Not as awkward as when you run into somebody at the pool. I was kind of look at them like, wow, so that's what you look like in your underwear. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Just now I do.
Yeah. Do you find those gym locker room moments a little awkward when you see somebody you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're awkward, and I find the existence of those health club membership cards awkward because obviously they exist because at one time there were people sneaking in to work out.
Yeah.
That's kind of like breaking into the Gap to fold sweaters. Kind of a scary thing.
How often are you actually in the health club, Jim?
I try, you know, I walk by them every now and then. Membership card every time I'm at Wendy's getting a triple.
There you go. Yeah, I've got a friend who goes to a health club. It's on the 28th floor of a high-rise building, and he takes the elevator up, and he says, you know, I could probably save hundreds of dollars a year if I just went up the stairs to the 28th mm-hmm. floor.
I can barely motivate myself to recycle, you know, on it.
That's rough.
So yeah. Cycling is out. Recycling is all you can do.
Yeah, my wife will ask me. She'll be like, "Did you wash out that soda can?" And I'll be like, "I haven't even showered today." Before I start washing the garbage, rinsing out toilet paper.
You have.
You,
I think, have a motivation problem. Is that it?
I do. Well, you know, I think it's this, you know, there's all these things that we're supposed to do for the environment. You know, we've been hearing about carpooling for, what, like 40 years now? And I think we should just all collectively admit that we're never going to carpool.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds attractive, you know, carpooling. You're like, well, should I wear a swimsuit? And maybe I'll get one of those frozen drinks at carpool.
Yeah.
It's hard to get motivated to do that.
Turns out to be just you and a bunch of people who you really can't stand for the 40-minute ride to work.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a great idea, but everyone's kind of like, well, you know, I would carpool, but just not with anyone that lives near me.
All right, let me get the plugs in here again. You can find Jim's terrific animated series, Pale Force. It's now running on NBC.com. It's highlighted there. You click on it or go to the Conan O'Brien page there. There's that. He's going to be in town this Friday night playing two shows at the pageant. The first one sold out very quickly. The second one, there are still tickets available. Saturday night at 9, they're re-showing his Comedy Central special, Beyond the Pale, and it is out on DVD and CD also, and it has sold over 40 copies. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, 40.
Yeah. Well, I don't have the latest numbers.
Well, more, I think a little. I think it's like 42 now.
Oh, wow. I haven't checked Amazon lately. You probably do more often than I do.
Yes.
Well, congratulations on all that, and thanks for your time this afternoon. It's a pleasure having you back on the show.
Thanks again for having me again.
Jim Gaffigan here on KMOX.